Presented without apology. Our service of Holy Communion begins at 12:30 p.m. every Sunday in the sanctuary of Jensen Beach Christian Church, located at 1890 Northeast Church Street in Jensen Beach. Call 772-341-9895 for more information or check out our denomination's website at www.eacommunion.org.
Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible. As I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word, I see myself as God sees me. I am who He says I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive, my mind is alert, and I'll never be the same. Never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated. You know, I'm an all or nothing type of person. I'm an all or nothing. That's what I like about my faith in me. It's all yes, this is a done deal. You know, I'd only sit on the fence and straddle myself over there, you know, in the world, out the world, in the church, out the church. I'm an all or nothing type of person, but sometimes it can be to my detriment. And we all have to learn our limitations. Now you're looking at me like, you got limits? Each and every one of you have got more than me. We've all got limitations. Everybody. But we need to know our limitations and work to overcome those things and work to improve in every area of our lives. How many of you know you can improve today? Yes. How many of you know you should improve today? Yes. Amen. So we're going to show you. And so my first thing is the title that God's given me, and it'll come up on the overhead right now. I'm trying to set myself up here, and there we go. All right. It says, rejoice to the end of your faith. It's actually quite amazing what my wife was talking about in the offering. This falls totally in line with it. And that's the Spirit of God. He works in unity with people. He doesn't want one church to be teaching Jesus is coming, another one to be teaching how to make money. God gets everybody. He sends a message throughout the world. He says, in the end times, the earth will be filled with the knowledge of God. Do you know there's a scripture? At the end times, the earth will be filled with the knowledge of God. We need to understand God, know God, and we can. That's the beauty about God. He's so wonderful to us that not only did He die a horrendous death and go through all that He went through to heal us, to take away our sin, to save us, He also says, I've now broken the veil in two. You can come directly into my presence. In fact, we know in Hebrews 4:16, He says, come boldly into the throne of what? I'm not in the church of the chosen frozen, okay? You can talk back. He says, come boldly into the throne of grace, that you may obtain mercy and receive grace to help you in your time of need. He says, come boldly into my presence. This is how God wants us to be. When my kids want something, they come to me and say, Dad, can I have? Or they just go to the fridge and take. Right? And God is our Father. And He's a better Father than we could ever be. So He says, come boldly into the throne of grace. Come to me. Tell me your needs. Tell me your desires. Tell me your hurts. Let's talk about this thing. Let's take care of it. Because God can do that. You see, too many people, I grew up in church thinking that God was some mystical, I don't know, vapor somewhere in some place. Hating me, waiting to get me and kill me. That's what I thought God was. I thought He was out to get me. You know, if you sin, watch out. God's going to be on your case. I mean, like, I had a wrong impression about God. I really did. I didn't see Him as a loving, caring Father. I mean, what He sent Jesus to go through for me. Whew, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. He did that on purpose. He cares deeply about us. He wants to have a fellowship and relationship with you. Amen. So let's not put God off in some deep place that He's untouchable, unknowable. That's not God. God made Himself available to each and every one of you. and everyone on this planet can be saved. John 14, 6, Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except by me. No man, no woman. And then he says in Romans 10, 9, and 10, if you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, you will be saved. Yes. Not you're going to be saved, you will be saved. Yes. Right at that point in your life. So God is approachable. God is lovable. That's a hard one. Say God is lovable.
God is lovable.
Ooh, some of you can't even say it. Say it again. Yeah. You see, some of us have been brought up with God's out to get you. God loves us. All right. So we're going to rejoice to the end of our faith. How many of you know faith has a beginning, a middle, and an end? My wife was talking about it. She didn't see my notes. She didn't know what I was teaching. I didn't even know what I was teaching because you know how God changes it. Most services, I end up teaching something else that He wants. And that's how we have to be. Let the Spirit be the Spirit. So the Spirit was giving my wife basically what I'm talking to you about. 1 Peter 1, go with me to 1 Peter 1. Now, I'm going to be showing scriptures, but for those of you that don't have a Bible with you or can't find it in time or something like that, we will show the scriptures. But I really want you to try and see for your own self in your own Bible, whether it's on a phone, an iPad, in the book, however you get it. I'd like to see you turn into your Bibles and looking at the scripture with me because you got to see it for yourself. Because how do you know I'm not spinning you a yarn? Amen. I could be lying through my teeth. And if you don't know what it says, that's what happened in the Dark Ages. Come on. Are you listening? Only one type of people were able and allowed to have a Bible. And there was a Catholic hierarchy. They were allowed to have the Bible and it was in Latin. And so the masses weren't allowed to have it. So do you know, and I'm not getting down on anybody, but I'm just showing you what can happen when you don't know the truth. Do you know that they would charge for the forgiveness of your sins?
Yeah.
Do you know that you would pay to have sins forgiven back then?
Yeah.
But then the Bible came out. King James wrote the Bible and put it in English, and he got them to do it, to translate it, etc., etc., and the Geneva Bible and all of those. And people started to read for themselves what the word said. So now when someone comes to me and says, well, God's not healing today, I know what it says in there.
That's right.
And this, what it says in here, far outweighs what you say out there.
Yeah.
And he says, by the stripes on my back, you are healed. Jesus himself took my infirmities and bore my sicknesses. A merry heart is good like a medicine. I mean, I can give you 100 scriptures right now. I'll bless your bread and your water, and I'll take sickness from the midst of you if you receive me. Now I know that. So now I'm no longer walking in the dark. So I can't be fooled as easily as I could in the past. And then I would line up my words with what people were saying. It's flu season. Uh-oh, I'm probably going to get it. Before I learned about faith and how to control and speak. Amen. But we're not going to get into that right now. 1 Peter 1, verse 9. I'm reading from the New King James. Receiving the end of your faith, receiving the end of your faith. Even the salvation of your souls. Your faith has a beginning, it has a middle, and it has an end. Now, so many people start off in faith, and they shipwreck their faith in the middle. And they don't get the end of their faith. So what they've been believing God for over here, they haven't learned how to stand and believe and speak and expect and call things that are not as though they were. And they shipwreck their faith by saying, oh, I don't think it worked. And they're not seeing the end result of what they asked God for and what they're believing for. So faith, look what it says here, receiving the end of your faith. There is an end to it. And he says in Hebrews 6:12, he says, we inherit the promises by what? Faith and what? Faith and? Patience. We inherit the promises through faith and patience. And some of you, by the time your butt hits a seat after being prayed for, if it hasn't manifested, you give up.
That's
right. Am I right?
Yeah.
Come on. The Bible says if an elder, you go to an elder of a church or the pastor of the church, and you ask him for prayer because of sickness, and he prays for you, he says that you will recover.
Yeah, that's right.
That's good enough for me. If it didn't happen immediately, I know I've got it, It may take a week, a month, a year, I don't care, but I'm going to see that thing manifest. That's, you've got to have tenacity, you've got to have faith, you've got to have belief, you've got to trust God. Amen. You've got to get like bulldog tenacity. Have you seen a bulldog gets locked jaw, man? You've got to grab onto that thing. Fuss bait in South Africa, they say fuss bait. That means bite fast. Fuss bait. You cling to that thing. Don't let anyone or anything sway you off what you're calling and believing. Amen. Can you say amen? And the bridge, one of the bridges to seeing your faith ending is something in the middle, is joy unspeakable. If you believe you got something, you're thankful and you're grateful and you're full of joy. He said, when you pray, Mark 11:22, believe that you receive it and you will have it. Well, if I pray, God, I ask you for a new iPhone. Now, the iPhone, it's Sunday. The stores are closed. Well, we're in church, okay? I forgot, we're in America. Everything's open. All day, every day. Where are the days where I couldn't even get into movies on a Sunday? There were no stores open in South Africa on a Sunday. Now everything, hey, let's just have, you know, freedom. Freedom! And it can be good and it can be detrimental. Remember that. Amen. And so I don't have that iPhone in my hand right now, but I just prayed for it, but I've got to believe I've got it in my hand. Amen. And so if I believe I've got it in my hand, I say, God, I'm praying and I'm calling an iPhone 11 in, Pro Max 11, and I finished the prayer. I now believe I've got it. So now I've got the joy of having it. And I say, thank you. Thank you. Hello? I thank him. Now that is contrary to the way we've been brought up. When you're brought up, they say, oh, believing or seeing is believing. Right? I used to be really excellent at that. Seeing is believing. If I can't touch it, taste it, feel it, smell it, hear it, or see it, I don't believe it. I'm just a realist. I call things the way they are. God said, that's your problem. He said, call things that are not as though they were. You know, and we get ourselves all confused. Instead of going to the Word, what does God say? Just do God's way. Amen. If he said that way, it's the right way. And he's not a man that he should lie. God cannot lie. The Bible tells us that, correct? And so from the Message translation, it says it this way. You never saw him, yet you love him. You still don't see him, yet you trust him with laughter and singing. Amen. You never saw God. How many of you are born again? Now, okay, now let me just say this. That is not specific to Catholics or First Baptists or any other denomination. That is not their sole right. And none of them came up with that. That is the Word of God and it's in the Bible. He said in John 3:3, except a man or woman is born again, you won't even see the kingdom of heaven. Verse 5, he said you must be born of water, which we are, 75% water. Mother's water broke. We're born of water. And he says you must be born of water and of spirit. That's the spiritual new birth that he's talking about. Like the Holy Spirit raised Jesus from the dead. The same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you if you've received him. And it raises you from the dead. Amen. So you need the new birth by the Holy Spirit. That's the new birth. God said to do it. He said, if you believe and confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, he lived and died, and you accept it, you receive it, you believe it, and you speak it, you'll be saved. Amen. I'm saved. Amen. Now this is available to anyone on the planet. Yes. It's not a Catholic doctrine. It's not a Baptist doctrine. It's God.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Currie of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie. We trust that our daily broadcast is a blessing in your life. We strive to bring you a word that will strengthen your faith and improve your relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If you would like to sow a tax-deductible gift into this ministry, please go to traditionworshipcenter.com and click on the donate or give button and follow the prompts. Thank you for your continued support, and God bless you.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith.
To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 1